Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio as he does at this time every Friday is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Oh, hey there. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thanks. And last week you left us with a three-word challenge.
Well, the challenge had more than three words, but the answer had three words.
Fair enough.
I said start with the phrase, break the ice. Change one letter to a G, and you can rearrange the result to spell a three-word phrase, three letters, four letters, four letters, that you might say to someone who is walking away from you. What is it?
If you drop the I for a G, you can rearrange the remaining letters to spell get back here.
Which is what you often say to me.
At the end of each week.
At the end of each week. All right, Ian, on June 24th, 1604, Samuel de Champlain reached the mouth of a 400-mile river that discharges into the Bay of Fundy. He named it the St. John River, after John the Baptist, whose feast day is June 24th. Nicknamed the Rhine of North America, the St. John River forms part of the border between the U.S. and Canada in two places along its length. To commemorate the naming of the St. John River, today our quiz is about other famous St. Johns.
Okay.
St. John the Apostle, according to Christian tradition, is the author of five books in the New Testament: the Gospel of John, the three Epistles of John, often referred to as 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, and what book, also known as the Apocalypse of John?
Is it Revelation?
It is Revelation. Very good. St. John, along with St. Thomas and St. Croix, are the three main constituent parts of what U.S. territory, located in the Caribbean Sea, some 40 miles east of Puerto Rico and just west of their British counterparts?
The VI.
Share with the class.
Virgin Islands.
That's very good. The U.S. Virgin Islands is correct. And residents of the U.S. Virgin Islands cannot vote in U.S. presidential elections, but they can vote for delegates to the Democratic and Republican national conventions. They can also elect a representative to Congress who can vote in committee, but not on the floor. Actress Jill St. John, perhaps best known for her performance as Tiffany Case, the Bond girl in 1971's Diamonds Are Forever, also appeared in the first two episodes of the 1960s Batman TV series as Molly, the female companion to what questionable villain?
The Riddler?
The Riddler is right, yes. And, bonus fact, Molly is one of only three villains to die during the entire series of that show. She falls into the Batcave's atomic reactor. In February of 2012, the women's basketball team from St. John's University in New York City ended the 99-game home court winning streak of which perennial powerhouse team when they defeated them 57-56.
Huskies, UConn.
The UConn Lady Huskies is correct. And finally, Hypericum perforatum. A flowering plant often used as a treatment for depression is more commonly known as what?
It's a good thing I have the category St. John's wort.
Now you're playing along very well. You've learned after 252 shows how this thing works, right? Yeah, St. John's wort is correct. And, of course, this question has not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. It is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You know, we're a game show. We should be able to get, like, a case of St. John's wort.
I've used up the turtle wax and the rice-a-roni,
exactly.
So come on. Well, let us know how well you did. Drop us a line at quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can get your trivia baptism at wamc.org/anyquestions, where we also have some extra credit and this week's challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase St. John. That's S-A-I-N-T-J-O-H-N. Change one letter to a D, and you can rearrange the result to spell a two-word phrase, four letters, five letters, for what people might do before praying. What is the phrase?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge. Say a prayer for me. We'll be back at the same time next week.
Peace be with you.